I'm excited for the grace and the goodness of the Lord today. Amen. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Such a gentle flow. Amen. Here at the church several years ago, in this impact room, is a sink. And on that sink, there is a little hose, that faucet that you push, and if you're going to spray and wash down dishes. And I turned the water faucet on one day, the sink on, and the little button was jammed. And the water squirted all over me, all over the floor. And I was so thankful. Amen. I'm fine when I was able to turn it off and get it unjammed. And I'm thankful that the Holy Ghost, sometimes we think that if we're not dancing, jumping, the Holy Ghost can't move. But I'm so thankful that God just don't have a spray all the time. Sometimes there's a gentle, gentle flow. Sometimes I don't need a spray all over me. Sometimes I need something to quench the thirst in me. And I'm thankful for the move of the Holy Ghost that I feel tonight so beautifully. That God has something for you, something in this service tonight that he wants to do inside of your heart. We want to go to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 would be the text that I want to read. And I feel the beauty of the Lord tonight. And we mentioned this at prayer meeting last Tuesday night. The scripture talks about the anointing, how when it was poured out upon the priest, it started way up top and it ran down and began to flow all through the garments, all the way down to that priest's feet. Sometimes anointing is poured out. And I mentioned, but there's sometimes the anointing is like a salve that has to be rubbed in. Have you ever had a burn or a wound and you took something and you begin an ointment, begin to put on it, and you begin to rub it? Tonight I feel the anointing of the Lord, something so gentle that the Lord wants to put deep inside the soul tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. I feel the beauty of the Holy Ghost right now in this place. I feel the anointing salve of the Holy Ghost, the ointment. There's a scripture said, the ointment for the eye salve. Amen. Sometimes it takes God just rubbing it in gently in our hearts. Amen. I feel Jesus in this place doing something tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I know you have a Bible in your hand, but can you at least just lift up a hand tonight to God? And would you just love him and ask God, Lord, put your anointing deep where it needs to be tonight. Let your sweet anointing, God, that ointment of the Holy Ghost be deep in my heart and my mind. God, I need what you have, and I believe you, Lord Jesus, that you have exactly what I need tonight. And I trust you, and I worship you, Jesus. I praise your righteous and holy name. Thank you tonight for your truth. Hallelujah. Now the word of the Lord says this in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things that which God had prepared for them that love him. God has something that eyes have not seen, ears has not heard, neither has entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared, arranged for those that love him. The next verse says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. I want to deliver what God has given me today for you for this moment. And I want to title this tonight, Something You Never, Ever Get Used To. The Anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Would you put your Bibles down tonight? I feel Jesus in his house. I want you again to lift your hands. Hallelujah. Lift your voice tonight. Hallelujah. God hears the cry tonight in this place. There's somebody that's come with an urgent cry to the Lord. Amen. The Holy of Holiest is waiting on somebody. God wants to heal. God wants to do something in this place tonight to include your heart and your life. Come on, you're going through something. You need help. Amen. Help will come from above tonight. Amen. The beauty and the presence of the Almighty God is in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and power. Thank you for that sweet anointing of your power and grace. I love you, Jesus. I want your grace to work in me tonight. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Eyes have not seen. Ears has not heard. Neither has it entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared and arranged for them that love him. When you love God, you're going to seek God. You're going to seek out the things of God. When you love someone, you're going to reach out to make a way to give that love to somebody. Tonight, I'm glad I have a God that loved me first and introduced me to a real love. Tonight, I come to love him back. I come to give him praise. And as a result, God has something in return. He has prepared something and arranged something for us that love him. Something in his realm that is beyond what your eyes can behold and what your ears can hear and what your heart can receive. Are you thankful that God has something to blow your mind? Amen. And reach beyond your imagination. There's something in the Holy Ghost that you never get used to. Let me just go a little step further. There's a holy realm in God that humanity has never tasted of. Revelation, the 4th chapter, verse 8, John on the Isle of Patmos, the Lord began to reveal to him the angels in heaven. The angels began to cry, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which is, which was, and is to come." And they would continue to cry, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which is, which was and is to come." And the scripture says that these heavenly beings rest not day and night, continue to declare, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." Amen. I want you to think about it. They have stood in the presence since before the creation of the world, in the presence of God, yet they've never become bored or casual or familiar. Every time they say it, amen, there's something like, amen, we've never seen this before. Every time we proclaim it, amen, there's something in us that wants to cry out, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." Amen. Are you thankful that you can't exhaust the holiness of God and the beauty of God? God is so infinitely glorious that eternity itself cannot even wear the wonders of who he is out tonight. Amen. Isn't it beautiful to have such a God tonight who has all power, all might, who's omnipresent everywhere? He's all omnipotent, he's all powerful, and he's omniscient, he's all knowing. Tonight in this place, even God has come with that power, that he is not a stingy God like some king, even that locks behind the walls of a palace his glory, his power. But tonight, God has a power that he wants to share with you and I. God has a glory that he wants you to know, and he has an anointing that he wants to touch your heart with. I'm thankful that I serve that kind of God tonight. My God is still a holy king and a righteous one, a loving savior. Amen. And he's a mighty God, the everlasting father, and he's the prince of peace tonight. Are you thankful for the wonderful power and the work of God tonight? Amen. Oh, he's wonderful. Amen. He's gracious and kind, and he hears and he sees your need tonight. What a wonderful shepherd I have, who will lead me and guide me and protect me, but he will lead me the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something about the glory of the Lord. I don't know, but I've never been to the Grand Canyon, but I've read many times about people who went for the first time. and they stood on the edge of the Grand Canyon. And when they looked over the rim into that immense chasm with its staggering width and dizzifying depths, they feel something powerful. There's a sense of awe when they look at the Grand Canyon. There's wonder. And there's even a trembling sense of danger. The sheer greatness of it overwhelms you. And you stand there. The more you look, the more you find. And that grandness of the Grand Canyon begins to amaze you. And there is a sense of awe that you just stare and take it in. It's the same with the fear of God. The fear of God is somewhat like that, but even grandier. Amen. It's not a destructive fear, but an overwhelming awareness of God himself. Amen. Oh, friend, I love it when God crowds the room. It may be a small building. It may be a little crowd tonight. Amen. God don't have to have a big old building to have, amen, his presence there. Amen. It may be just a hospital room, an intensive care unit, amen, where the presence of the Lord is, there's something that begins to happen. Amen. It may be in a jail cell, it may be in a living room, it may be in a car, but there's nothing like the presence of the Almighty God that fills a place. Hallelujah. How beautiful and interesting. Visiting the Grand Canyon does not diminish that all, they tell me. You could go back time and time again, and the more you look, the more you stand there with an awe. It increases that awe. The longer you stand there, the more magnificent it becomes. And the same there with God. A personal relationship with God does not make him smaller. It makes him greater. Amen. Let me just say this with respect tonight. Familiarity never diminishes the power of God. The angels stand in the presence and cry, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings." Oh, friend, familiarity with the Lord never produces a careless devotion, but something, Lord, even you give us there, even that is renewed every time I come in your presence. There's something there in the presence of the Almighty God that is still powerful and great and grand in my heart. Are you thankful of the glory of the power of Jesus Christ tonight? In fact, amen, let me just say, when you really get in the presence of the Lord, you never get used to God. The closer we draw to him, the more immense he becomes in our eyes. And that is good, because the Bible says in Psalm 111 verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Somebody described God this way: in glory, he's incomprehensible. He's incomprehensible. In greatness, he's unfathomable. In height, he's inconceivable. In power, he's incomparable. In wisdom, he's unrivaled. In goodness, he's inimitable. And in kindness, he's innumerable. I want to just say tonight, life, even in the Holy Ghost, is something beautiful. When somebody walks in the Spirit, amen, when you walk and your focus is in the Holy Ghost, in the realm of walking in God, the word says, walk in the Spirit that you fulfill not the lusts of the flesh. There's something about the beauty when you walk in his presence. Your mind, it's not just occupied, but your mind is connected in unity and harmony with your Creator. The highest place and the deepest place you could get is when you get one with the Almighty God. God is looking in this hour for his people to learn to get one with him. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is still one. But how powerful when that one God meets with man one-on-one, and God will make up the difference in your heart and your life. You see, life is more than just merely existing, more than eating and drinking, more than amusement, and even more than death itself. God has not only prepared an inheritance for my future. Many people talk about what God has for them in the future. And we talked about it tonight, but God wants to us to experience him and his presence in the now. If you never know him in the now, you'll never know him in the future. If you never know him in the fullness of what he's offered today, and today's that day of salvation, but if you never know the power of God today, you'll never know the realm of that eternal. But friend, today is that day, and how beautiful it is. Some people live even in a place where they have a monotonous existence, where no glory is ever beheld. They just go and they're just satisfied what they had in yesterday. They boast about receiving the Holy Ghost 20 years ago, but something has happened in their relationship. God has become something of their past in their rearview mirror. But I'm thankful tonight that God's people, amen, we're not a people of the past, but we have a God of the right now who's still alive and well. Jesus is here tonight, and he's come to give peace, and he's come to let his anointing be found. Oh, you ought to clap your hands, and somebody ought to magnify the Lord. Come on, just don't clap it, just don't lift your voice, but give it to God tonight. There is a deeper realm and a spiritual reality, a place where the creature can connect with the Creator. And how beautiful in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and verse 15, the scripture reads this: for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. That word redound popped in my head today, and I had to go search for it. I knew it was somewhere in the scripture, but I really have never entertained the definition of redound till today. The word redound carries the idea of something surging back. Grace flows from God to his people, but thanksgiving flows back from his people to God, and the result is glory returning to the Creator. And when the church is edified, God is glorified. Tonight I want to tell somebody, amen, God wants his people to redound that praise back. Amen. When the praises go up, the old song says the glory comes down. Where sin used to dwell, grace now abounds. Are you thankful tonight that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will make a difference? The glory of God does make a difference in a soul and a life. Hallelujah. But there's a glory that is yet untasted. What we experience of God is so far very wonderful, but it's just a taste. There's glory beyond what we have seen, a depth beyond what we have understood, and a realm beyond what we have entered. Because with God, there is something you never, ever get used to. His greatness, his holiness, his presence, his glory. And the deeper you go, the greater he becomes. A man stood on the seashore watching the ocean, and his little grandson beside him filled the small bucket with water and proudly said, "Pawpaw, look how much ocean I have." And the man smiled and replied, "That's not ocean. You only captured a little bucket of it." The child kept going back, filling the bucket again and again. But no matter how many times he dipped his bucket in the ocean remained just as vast as it was before. And that's just the thing. Amen. When we draw from the vast ocean of God, we never fully exalt him. Amen. No matter how much we experience God, there is always infinitely more. I want to tell you, you can never get used to the ocean, and you never can get used to God, because God has a glory for you that is brand new. Great is thy faithfulness, the scripture said, and morning by morning we find a brand new wave of God's faithfulness. Are you thankful tonight that God has come with a brand newness, a glory just for you that your soul has been craving? Oh, friend, today, oh, taste and see that God is good. God has some new life for you today. Hallelujah. Lift your voice, Son of God. He's here to do a work. Hallelujah. The tourist at the Grand Canyon stood and was in awe and whispered, "I feel so small." And he said it again, I feel so small. And the guide at the Grand Canyon replied, that's because you're finally standing next to something big enough to remind you how small you are. When we come to the presence of God, we realize something similar. He's bigger than our understanding, greater than our imagination, and deeper than eternity itself. That's why you never get used to him. Tonight in this place, God has come with anointing, and God has come to give you something that you'll never get used to. You can learn to come to church many times and fall into a routine to where even there's cues and certain things where we have cultured our worship and made our worship such a culture. But don't you love it when God gets out of the bucket, so to speak? Don't you love it when something's not planned begins to happen? Oh, we think it's got to be this way. We think it's got to be a jamming organ or a rocking drum. We got to have this and we got to have that. I want to tell somebody tonight, God don't need that. God has moved a long time ago before a drum was ever in a church and an organ was in a church. God moved on people that sought him. Amen. That knelt at a tree stump in the backwoods of East Texas and prayed. God has moved next to a bedside. Amen. Before where somebody knelt in prayer. God has moved in a prison cell where somebody sought the authority of God. The God that I serve tonight has come and he wants to get you out of that routine and get you to that place where he can do his work. Hallelujah. Many people say, where's God? Where's the anointing? Where's the power of the Holy Ghost? And God said, you seek me. The seeker finds. Have you ever heard the story, beauty? Or this phrase, beauty is in the eyes of what? The beholder, the person that looks. Tonight, I come to this place to tell somebody, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. God wants to put beauty in those that will look for him, those that will seek him. The seeker will find. Those that knock, amen, will hear the voice of God that will say, let me open the door for you, my child. Tonight, you've been in confusion. Amen. You've been weary in your being. The Holy Ghost, the anointing of God, amen, is here for you tonight. But you gotta seek him. You gotta reach for him. The Bible says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, that they shall be filled. Tonight, God is looking to help somebody. You've been hungry, you've been thirsty, you've been needing, but God is here tonight to put his anointing in your life. Oh. Hallelujah. It doesn't take a large camp meeting tabernacle for God to send angels. Ooh. All it takes is people just getting one with God. I'll never forget, we've heard stories of this last week, of people that were praying and the fire chief walks in to a service and said, what's going on? Your building on the outside looked like it was on fire. Sister Crosswhite and I were in Baton Rouge with a Cody Marks, got up to make a few remarks. And people, I remember getting my little wife and kneeling in the front of that building that day. It was just an awesome spirit of God. Just something beautiful. Pretty soon, the glory of God began to fill that place. Oh, lunch was waiting on us, but we didn't care about lunch. All we were interested in was just letting the Holy Ghost move. A little bit after that service, Brother Tony Spell got the microphone and he said, I want to mention something to you. While the Holy Ghost was falling in this place, East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Department pulled in. Central Fire Department pulled in. The airport right down the road used to be called Ryan Airport. It's now called Metropolitan Airport in Baton Rouge. Maybe 4 or 5 miles from the church. They seen something fall on their radar. And the people driving on Hooper Lane, Hooper Drive, in front of the church, seeing something burning on the top of that building, and called 911. It wasn't a physical fire. It was something that was beyond imagination. Tonight, can God still operate that way? Can God do that in your life? Can God do that with your church? I'm telling you, God is ready to do that kind of work again. Amen. Oh, Sister Benton, you had an old daddy that knew how to pray and reach the souls. He knew, amen, way back in there, that the engine of the church and the engine of God's people is prayer. A people that would pray and seek the face of God. Amen. She could tell you testimonies how God performed great miracles. Amen. How God brought people in from the outside who were just walking by a church building and felt something compel them. Or what about the priest that went, amen, to Canada? Amen. He knew there was something going on in his life. Amen. He had been through all the priesthood meeting and all the different schooling to be a priest. Amen. And while he was there in Canada, in a little country town at a monastery, trying to get away and air his brain out, he began to walk one day and he came to the steps of a little white church. He didn't know what it was, but it was an apostolic church. And he sat on the steps of that building and something began to pull him on the inside, and he walked in that building that day, and for the first time he encountered the power of the Holy Ghost at Brother McKillop's church in Plaster Rock, Canada. God filled that man with the Holy Ghost. Many years ago he preached in this church. I'm telling you, God is still God today, and God can still draw that soul. But if he don't draw you, if you don't let him draw you, you'll never see souls drawn. Holy God. A people that love their God will be a people that God has things their eyes have never seen, ears have not heard, their heart haven't received, things that God has prepared for those that love him. Hallelujah. Young ladies in this place tonight, amen, God wants to give you a holy revival, but you got to want it, Coley. Abigail, you got to hunger for the things of God. You can't be satisfied with just coming to church and popping in like a Pop-Tart and leaving. But you need to get to that place, young man, that you hunger for the things of God, that you want God to use you. Amen, Brother John, that you're not afraid to let the Holy Ghost have its way and to push aside protocol. Amen, you are here tonight in this house, saint of God. Amen. Oh, the grandest thing is you and God. When you come with a hunger and you say, God, if you did it back then, I know you're God enough to do it today. God is looking to perform his work and to do things in the realm of his spirit. Amen. Come on, he's still the healer. He's still the way maker. He's still the living waters that helps a soul come. Amen. Hear me tonight. God is looking for you to look to him. He's come with anointing tonight. He's come with fresh anointing. Things that you will never, ever get used to. I've been in the presence of the Lord. But every time I've been in a deep move of the Holy Ghost, it's never stale. It's never molded. It's never crusted. There's fresh manna in the Holy Ghost. Tonight in this place, God is ready to let manna fall fresh in your life. Are you tired of battling the same old battle and letting the same old battle win your life? Amen. I wonder tonight if there's somebody ready, amen, for new beginnings and a Genesis. You're tired of the old things happening in your life. You're tired of the merry-go-round, round and round, and never seem to get anywhere spiritually. Tonight, God is ready, amen, to let you experience something that you'll never get used to. Amen. God wants you to learn how to enter the realm. When you come to the house of God, you're not waiting on brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so. I love it when people say, God, I come to worship you. God is not looking for an audience tonight, but God is looking for people, amen, that would recognize him and come and give him that praise and give him that worship. Tonight, don't be an audience. Don't be just ones that sit back and just listen or come to be entertained. God is looking for somebody to say, God, I come to crown you. Hear me. I come to bless you, Jesus. I come to magnify you. When you take the crown of honor and put it on the Lord, God cannot help but bless and anoint you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you close your eyes? I need somebody that's hungry to lift your voice. Come on, don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Oh, Yeshua Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's fill this place right now. Somebody lift your voice. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In fact, tonight, I'm going to challenge you just to stay in your chair. Amen. Because God is God enough to reach right where you're at. Amen. I want somebody right now in your chair just to start worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody start seeking God right where you're at. Come on. Amen. I believe you'll distract your soul and yourself even if you got out of your chair. Come on. The Holy Ghost wants to meet with you right where you're at tonight. Come on. God is able to reach right to the place that you're at tonight. Hallelujah. The grand power of the Holy Ghost is here. Amen. To unfold the banner, amen, of his glory and anointing in your soul. Come on, let the Holy Ghost sweep in your heart. Come on, let God on in, saint of God. Let the master of the wind step aboard your life and soul right now. Hungry people, thirsty people, are people that God has promised righteous fulfillment to. Go ahead, sister. Let the Holy Ghost come on. Hallelujah. Let that urgent cry. There's somebody tonight. There's a hungry cry in your soul that wants to come out. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Man, don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Come on, don't be ashamed tonight. Let the Holy Ghost cry out from your beings. Cry out. Let your soul cry out to the Holy God of heaven. Hallelujah. Wave of the Holy Ghost. Sweep this place tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You may be a quiet person by nature tonight, but I want you, amen, to cry out to the Lord in the service. Come on, cry out to the Lord. Let this building be filled with people that are seeking God tonight. Hallelujah, the holiness of God wants to fill in this place. God wants to fill, God wants to overflow in somebody's life. Amen, God has more than just what you've been tasting of. Amen, there's a well springing up. There's rivers of living water that wants to spring forth. Amen. Somebody needs to pray that tonight. Spring up, oh well. Flow out through me. Spring up, well of God. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, this is a time where the Lord likes to heal. This is a time where the Lord reaches in a body that is hurting. This is where God heals cancer. This is where God removes tumors. Come on, God, this is where God fixed problems. Diabetes can be healed right now. Come on, but there's a greater healing that God wants to give than a physical healing. Amen. It's a healing where you get one with Him and you become whole by letting the Holy Ghost flow. Come on, get heart to heart with God. God will heal when you let God touch you and let God have your heart and your soul. Come on, He's near tonight. He's here. Hallelujah. And He's come with exactly what you need and even more. Come on, He has more than what you need. Hallelujah. He's got more than what just you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is refreshing, reviving. He has a transformation tonight that Sister Kristen testified about with some soul. Come on, you've been weary. Your life has been in a world of darkness. Oh, you've been in confusion. Oh, God is here. The light and the help of the Holy Ghost is here for you, friend. Come on, give liberty to the Lord tonight. Come on, saint, give liberty to the Lord tonight. Right now, give liberty. If you're looking around tonight, come on. If you're looking around, you need to close your eyes and seek the Lord tonight. Holy God, holy God, holy God, holy God, holy God. Come on, entertain the Holy Ghost tonight. Entertain the Holy Ghost. Entertain the Holy Ghost. If you have your Bible near you tonight, won't you get your Bible? And won't you just begin to pray with it against your chest, your heart tonight? Come on, put the sword of the Spirit close to you tonight and begin to pray. Lord, use me. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, we war not against the things of the flesh. We war against principalities and powers and things of that nature. But there's a greater source and power in the realm of the Holy Ghost. God could take care of more things in a matter of a moment right now in the Spirit than you could ever take care of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you'll never be over the devil until you learn to be under the Holy Ghost. Under the realm of the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray with authority and reach to God. Come on, somebody needs to pray with an authority tonight in the Spirit. My Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, come on, there's something happening in the Holy Ghost. Come on, there's some that are marching forward. Come on, there's some that are marching forward in the holy realm of God. Come on, don't be left out tonight, somebody. Amen. Come on, march with authority before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Come on, there's something happening in the Holy Ghost. Troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Ilo shokoro mararai. Let me talk to somebody's heart right now. You've been so bound, and it's not just a little bit. You've been bound for a long time where you haven't had liberty to pray like you used to. You have been bound with something. You've asked God, what is it that's holding you back? It's bothered you and confused you because it's a heavy, heavy binding. Almost makes you numb. You look around and you see other people. They get something from God. You have compassion for souls. You have compassion for other people. And you're able to get a blessing whenever you help and bless and preach. But you feel like you've been left out. Your bucket feels like full of holes. Every time the Holy Ghost moves, you feel like you come out empty. The Holy Ghost tonight wants to reach in. God is ready to remove that yoke of bondage off of you and restore to you the spirit of liberty. In the name of Jesus Christ, church, I want you to lift your hands. It's a real thing tonight. Right now, we're going to pray, Lord. I come against the spirit of bondage and hindrance. Your frustrating spirit. You have frustrated the people of God. You have withstood the things of righteousness. Tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come against it by the power of the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let liberty, God, flow right here tonight. Let that healing anointing, God, be rubbed in that heart, Lord Jesus. By the power of the word of God right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would somebody just love the Lord right now? Come on. It's for them that love him. Hallelujah. Would you love the Lord right now? Hallelujah. God, you're worthy. You're wonderful, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody raise that banner. Come on. Amen. Honor the Lord. God, I praise you. I love you. Come on. Don't get in a hurry. Come on, don't get in a hurry. The presence of God is working. The King is here. Hallelujah. God is here, saint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God didn't come just to unshackle you. God has come to take that callousness out of your heart. God's come to take and give you a new heart tonight, a transformation tonight in the Holy Ghost. Come on, hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost heal. Let that anointing, come on, let it flow. Oh, the healing balm of God is here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has come to give somebody their shout back. I said, God is wanting to give somebody their shout back. Somebody that used to have victory in your shout. It's been a long time since you shouted. The Holy Ghost is wanting to give you it back. Hallelujah. Just like the Creator spoke, and the darkness was eradicated with light. Tonight, the Holy God of heaven's in this place to speak His word to you. God has come to give a Genesis tonight in this service. A new beginning. He's come to turn the darkness into light. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Spirit of depression, you're going tonight. You're going to be replaced with the spirit of joy. The joy of the Lord will strengthen. Hallelujah, will not wear out. Will not be something you get used to. The joy of the Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah, somebody. Even your depression is melting away right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your answer. Hallelujah. Receive the strength and the healing and the joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, God is putting His presence back in your life. God is putting His center of operation back in your soul. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord God. The Holy Ghost spoke the other night at prayer meeting. It was a tongues and interpretation, and the interpretation was this. The Holy Ghost spoke, this is just the beginning. Would you let that beginning continue right now? Hallelujah. Somebody that needs it, lift your hands right now and open your heart. Go ahead. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Lo Maria ta kalamaya. Come on, you can't go on the way you've been operating. You need the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, let that new beginning happen in your life. Hallelujah. Lift those hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy. Rila la mandia la masala la yana. Riolo riolo ra ra ya. Come on, receive, Son of God, receive, 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 receive from the throne of grace. Hallelujah, la na mandia la ya. Ilo nadiasa karada yala ila lai. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, joyfully receive what God has for you. Hallelujah, receive, 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 receive. Hallelujah, receive, 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 receive. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to ask some of our young people to do something tonight. Amen. Brother Brent, Brother John, Brother Wesley, Sister Nina, Sister Coley, Sister Riley, Sister Rebecca. I need you to go walk through this. There's some saints, some senior saints that I want you to just go to and I want you to pray with tonight. Literally just gently go to somebody right now that you feel compelled to, whoever you feel. I want you to go to him and begin to pray with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Ida koroma tararaya laya laya salaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Austin, then you're welcome to go too. Brother Josh, you're welcome to go. You better find somebody, just it's okay. Hallelujah. Sweep over, Spirit of the Living God. Sweep over, Spirit of the Living God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sister Dallas, you're welcome to help me pray. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Riaso corono roromara. Hallelujah. God, use your people. Oh, God, use your people. Come on, let the liberty of the Holy Ghost minister to you. Come on, let that sweet liberty flow tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. Yes, he just let the Holy Ghost minister right where you're at tonight. Hallelujah. Peace in the name of Jesus. Come on, let the Holy Ghost give you your peace. Ila sorondo kiarara ya. No. Come on, let the well flow deep in your spirit. Come on, let it flow deep. Hallelujah. God, I pray for healing, God, tonight inside, Lord. Weariness, be refreshed by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 Put your hands with your own shoulders. Help you pray. God. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Word of God, let your glory right now minister, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy God. I love you, Lord, and I believe it tonight, God. Renew, oh God, renew that strength. Oh, beautiful Savior, wonderful God, you're wonderful. Hallelujah, wonderful God, wonderful God. There's healing in your wings, oh God. Hallelujah. Come on, let the flow of the Holy Ghost minister to you. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the Lord, I want you to strengthen them, Lord. Yellow, but yes, see, see, da 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 da
Yeah.